A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
The Unrivaled Players Club with Scott Mitchell, Alex Carey, and BYU's Jaren Hall.
He's in shotgun, first and goal from the four. Jaren stepping to his right, looking, stopping, firing, end zone, touchdown! Touchdown, Gunnar Romney!
All right, folks, welcome back. It is KSL's Players Club, brought to you by UCCU, Love Where You Bank. Scott Mitchell, Alex Carey, and of course, Jaren Hall joins us. One of the really impressive things about Saturday night's win for BYU over Utah was third down. And Jaren, you had some big time third down completions on some tough throws and some great runs. How much time do you spend? Like, what kind of emphasis? Because on the other side of the ball, Utah has just been inept on third down, and do you talk about it during practice, during the week? How do you prepare for it so that you can, execute it so well in a game?
Yeah, almost every day we have a portion of our team practice. It's dedicated to third downs and our fourth downs and just every situation you can get. So we definitely practice that. We harp on it every week. After our games, we'll review the stats on our third downs. And it's just a big emphasis in our program, because third downs make a difference.
Jaren, one of the things we watched in that game on Saturday, you talked about how the crowd was electric. It'd be pretty hard to ignore, and to stay focused on that because at the same time, I've been in that stadium a kajillion times, yeah. And I walked into the stadium with, probably 45 minutes to spare before kickoff, and that entire student section was filled. And it's something you don't see those corners sometimes filled up to the edge, and I went, ooh, it's not just a sellout. They're all going to be here. Oh, yeah. And it felt like it. And so – with the Big 12 news, with the Utah game on top of it, it just felt like a different type of energy in that game on Saturday.
Yeah, it was. Given last year and the circumstances there, it was the perfect storm for welcoming back everybody to Provo, to LaVell Edwards Stadium, such a historic stadium with all its history and the greatest fans in the world. So it was so fun to see and to hear all the students running in as soon as we walked in. We can hear them above us in our locker room. Sprinting to get their spots in the stands. So just to see the excitement amongst them and all the other fans, that's what we love. That's what we play for, is for our fans. And they're the ones who, give us the opportunity to play every week. So it was so fun to see them and our families in the stands just enjoying, something that we all love so much.
Coach talks about staying humble and getting ready for the next game. I'm sure changing a few diapers probably helps with that.
It keeps
life in perspective. Where's the balance with that? Like, how do you maintain that? How do you get into next week and get dialed into it, but also appreciate what happened and the great victory that you had?
I think the appreciation comes from, realizing, the historic night we had, the work we put in, and that's what it came from, was our humility the week leading up to it, realizing we needed to put a lot of work into it. And we wouldn't be doing much justice to ourselves if we just, went ahead and got complacent after that win and said, okay, that's all we played for this year. No, that's not it for us. But in Kalani's speech of being humble and realizing the opportunities we have is now to take the energy and the momentum we have from that game, and we continue to prepare the same way we did last week, Monday through Saturday morning, up to the game. We do that this week with the same approach, with the same focus and the same intensity.
Do you have like a weekly routine? Are you superstitious at all? Like, I know when I played, I had to do it exactly the same every week to kind of stay in that mindset.
I'm not Yeah. No, I'm not superstitious.
What? You had the baseball background? You got the baseball background, and you're not, like, keeping the same pair of socks on since you were five or
whatever?
Hey,
don't tell my teammates, man, but I'm the guy that will always, like, low-key, I'll touch the line on my way out.
That's funny.
Just to bug them, you know what I mean? Because I don't believe in all that. But at the same time, I respect the game, and I realize, you know, that's a big part of it. It's bigger than me, so... let me say, I did that when I was younger. As I got older, I respected the line a little more and more for my teammates in the game. But I'm not superstitious, but I am just a little stitious.
Just a tiny bit stitious. As we get ready for this this matchup this weekend, Arizona State now comes to town. This is a huge meeting now because it's two ranked teams, and arguably as big or bigger in terms of what it does for you guys on your schedule, what it does for your record. Obviously, to be able to go your first three games, go 3-0, and to be able to—I mean, you guys have all sorts of challenges with Arizona State coming in. What have you already seen? What's been downloaded to the iPad or onto those DV Sport tablets you guys have? You've studied already.
Yeah, anyway, like we said, it's there. It's there for the flight home, right? So we've been on it. No, it's we've been able to see, you know, a little bit of the defense they run there. It's somewhat similar to Utah. Actually, they run a lot of man. They have a lot of great, you know, returning starters. I think four in their secondary. Their linebackers. They have great defensive ends. So we've already, you know, seen a lot of their personnel. They're a great team. They're coached well. We'll have another challenge on our hands. But you know what? We trust in our coordinators and our coaches to get us ready. Just trust the film that we watch, you know, and hopefully just be ready to go play.
Jaden Daniels, he sort of presents a lot of the same problems you do. Are you going to run some scout team defense this week?
One more time.
No, I was just saying that Jaden Daniels presents a lot of the same issues that you present for defenses. So are you going to
run?
So that's what I'm asking. Are you going to run any scout defense this week to be able to get your guys?
No, we'll have good on good. You know, we'll go the one offense and the one defense. We'll cross over like twice a week just to keep some, you know, the speed of the game, you know, for about 10 minutes a day just to keep the speed up good on good. But then for the most part, you know, we have some great quarterbacks that I'm sure will resemble him and his abilities to, you know, to do what he does as Arizona State's quarterback. But no, I will not be on scout this week, I don't believe. Could change.
You,
who knows?
Yeah. You earned enough. You earned enough. You earned enough this week to not be on the scout team. The running game was excellent last week. I mean, it was something that does not happen against
200 yards against
the Utah defense. And
yeah, who would have thought, right? We did.
I don't think.
But in history, man, it's never happened. You know, Utah wins on they control the line of scrimmage. They're physical and they don't let you run the ball. You know, they kind of force you into one dimension, throw it, and that's where they rely on their, you know, their turnovers and making quarterbacks make bad decisions and, you know, the other team that bought bad ball security. But we know we handle the trenches, man. Our offensive line and our defensive line, players of the game, every single one of them, they controlled that game from beginning to the end and just wore them down. And, you know, credit the win to them.
It's always won up front, and clearly you won it. But
absolutely.
How big is that run game play into this week? And for you as a quarterback, does it help you to kind of – get in the flow of a game if your running game is going, or are you a guy that likes to come out and kind of throw it a little bit and get loose?
You can't just be one-dimensional, I think, with the schedule we have and the defenses we play. You know, you got to establish the run game. As much as, you know, as a quarterback as I am, I love throwing the ball. As much as you love to throw it every single play, the reality is you got to get everybody involved. You know, that's the strength of our team. We have some of the best running backs in the country, I believe, and one of the best offensive lines. So you got to use them. And to their credit, that's what we did the other night. We stuck with it when, you know, we didn't get off to a great start, but they opened it up for us. You know, Peeney and Tyler, they did their thing in the offensive line. They were main selling out for them. And so you got to have a good run game in the offense we have, and then that will just open up everything else. And that's when you'll see the explosive plays from the pass game, and everything start to click. So I think we're on the up and coming. You know, we got a lot of things to work on. I got a lot of things I got to continue to get better at. But
well, like,
you know,
what? That's what I want to know. Because what have you learned about yourself, and what have you learned about your own team in the first couple of weeks? Because obviously you get more comfortable week to week. So what is it that you're like, okay, these things I need to still get better at, and this we're doing well?
No, as a team, you know, we definitely realize that we can win any game, right? And what I mean by that is you can win a game, you know, throwing the ball for 400 yards. We can win a game that's tight up to the last quarter you got to play through. We can win a game that's, you know, we're down and come back. This team's relentless, you know. And for me, I just got to continue to improve my mind and start quicker, you know, give the receivers, you know, better balls at times. I got to sharpen up quite a bit. But at the end of the day, you know, we've won our first two games. And so it's better to learn from wins than losses. And so I'll continue to do that.
Was there any discussion about the move to the Big 12?
Nah, I mean, when they first announced it, obviously Kalani brought us together and mentioned it. But, you know, to be honest, us as players, it didn't mean much to us right now other than, you know, we're grateful for all they're doing. But that's in the future. In reality, we got to go win, you know, now. And that was 2 days before the Utah game. And that just shows how laser-focused our team was on winning that game. You know, it was great news. But for us, it didn't mean anything in the moment because we had to go win a game. So, you know, when the offseason comes around, that's when we can start planning and getting excited for that. But for right now, we got to go play our schedule and just go win these games.
Jaron, good luck this week. Stay healthy. Have fun with the family. Enjoy all that time and soak up this win. But focus on Arizona State. We're looking forward to it this weekend, man.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much.
All right, we'll talk to you again next week on the Players Club. We're going to come back after news, traffic, and weather. We got more to talk about. Stay right here with us, right here on KSL News Radio. It's the Players Club on KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.